Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gone But Not Forgotten by Philip Margolin, performed by Tanya Eby. For Doreen, my law partner, my best friend, and my wife for 25 extraordinary years of marriage. Part 1. Wake Up Call. Chapter 1. 1. Have you reached a verdict? Judge Alfred Neff asked the 8 men and 4 women seated in the jury box. A heavy-set, barrel-chested man in his mid-60s struggled to his feet. Betsy Tannenbaum checked the chart she had drawn up 2 weeks ago during jury selection. This was Walter Korn, a retired welder. Betsy felt uncomfortable with Korn as the foreman. He was a member of the jury only because Betsy had run out of challenges. The bailiff took the verdict form from Korn and handed it to the judge. Betsy's eyes followed the folded square of white paper. As the judge opened it and read the verdict to himself, she watched his face for a telltale sign, but there was none. Betsy stole a glance at Andrea Hammermill, the plump, matronly woman sitting beside her. Andrea stared straight ahead, as subdued and resigned as she had been throughout her trial for the murder of her husband. The only time Andrea had shown any emotion was during direct examination, when she explained why she shot Sidney Hammermill to death. As she told the jury about firing the revolver over and over until the dull click of hammer on steel told her there were no more bullets, her hands trembled, her body shook, and she sobbed pitifully. "Will the defendant please stand?" Judge Neff said. Andrea got to her feet unsteadily. Betsy stood with her, eyes forward. Omitting the caption, the verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, being duly impaneled and sworn, do find the defendant, Andrea Marie Hammermill, not guilty. Betsy could not hear the rest of the verdict over the din in the courtroom. Andrea collapsed on her chair, sobbing into her hands. It's okay, Betsy said. It's okay. She felt tears on her cheeks as she wrapped a protective arm around Andrea's shoulders. Someone tapped Betsy on the arm. She looked up. Randy Highsmith, the prosecutor, was standing over her holding a glass of water.
Can she use this?
He asked. Betsy took the glass and handed it to her client. Highsmith waited a moment while Andrea regained her composure.
Mrs. Hammermill, he said, I want you to know that I prosecuted you because I believe you took the law into your own hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?